This is Nick Onatori. I'm doing my podcast on leadership. Leadership is the most important part to a successful organization, business, or company. But when dealing with leadership, when it comes to the development of student athletes and the youth in general, building a leadership style is paramount. If you don't have a leadership style, you don't have a direction. Leadership styles come in many shapes and forms. There is not one leadership style that is the one to use or is the perfect leadership style. You really have to look at your situation and the people you are leading and find out what fits for you. If you are a manager of a retail store, your leadership style is going to be completely different than if you were a coach of a high school sports team. Finding that leadership style that works for you is going to make things a lot easier. The four main leadership styles I'm going to talk about briefly are going to be authoritarian, democratic, laissez-faire, and transactional. These are forms of leadership that can be used in any line of work. They are just really here to give you a brief understanding of leadership styles. Authoritarian is that dictator leadership where you are in control and what you say goes at all time. This can scare people away, but with the right group, this can be extremely successful. If a team buys into what an authoritarian leader is trying to do, they can be very hard to stop. A lot of successful coaches use this style of leadership, but with the younger ages, this style can really backfire when working with the wrong group. Democratic leadership style is more of that leadership style I see in the business world, I feel like. Because of its openness to new ideas, group discussion, problem solving, it can really get the ball rolling on projects and things of that nature. But when dealing with coaching, and especially youth coaching, it's really hard to use. Laissez-faire, it's known as the hands-off type of leadership. In the coaching world, we call it the player's coach. This is really like where you're not there to be disciplined. I wouldn't use it on youth coaching at all. You don't really see it at all in the youth coaching. It's more in higher professional areas where you have skilled professionals doing a job. The last one we're going to talk about is transactional. This is the best leadership style, I think, to use for the youth. This style focuses on motivating followers through a reward system. This style is used in management all the time, but again, it can be really exploited in the sporting world. Creating rewards for players in practice and games can really bring out the best of them and really make them motivated for what you are trying to do. But that is my podcast on leadership and leadership styles. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you.